Welcome to Hearts Alive, a Sunday school curriculum leading all hearts to Jesus. This week is Year C, Spring, Week 5. The Big Idea. Mary anointed Jesus' feet with expensive perfume. We too should honor our Savior with the best that we have to give. Memory verse. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus. He said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Acts 20:35b. Bible background. The theme of being blessed by giving goes all the way back to the time of the patriarchs. The Lord gave His blessings freely to Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Later, the Lord delivered the Israelites from bondage in Egypt and promised to give them His rich blessings, which were partially dependent on their obedience to His commands, including their generosity to the needy. Still later, God promised to give His blessings to King David, and after that, to His repentant and restored people. To continue receiving the Lord's blessings, His people had to love Him wholeheartedly and love their needy neighbors practically. Giving to others in need was equated with giving to the Lord. Jesus. The scripture story begins with two men throwing a party for Jesus, but not to be confused with Luke 36:50, which takes place a couple of years earlier. The celebratory party takes place in Bethany, shortly before the Last Supper. One of the men is Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead. The other man is someone mentioned only briefly, Simon the leper. Simon hosts the dinner party in his home to thank Jesus not only for healing his leprosy, but also for resurrecting his friend and neighbor, Lazarus. Lazarus's sister, Martha, helps serve the celebratory meal. That would be expected. His other sister, Mary, however, does something completely unexpected. To show her deep love and devotion to Jesus, Mary brings out a costly alabaster jar filled with nard, an exotic and expensive perfume. Together, the jar and perfume were worth as much as the annual salary of a laborer. What a fortune! Yet Mary breaks the seal and pours the perfume on Jesus. Mary wipes His feet with her hair. Instead of celebrating this extravagant display of love and devotion, Judas Iscariot stirs up the disciples' anger as he rails against Mary's actions, calling them a waste. But Jesus responds, "Leave her alone. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. You will always have poor people with you. You can help them anytime you want to, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body to prepare me to be buried. What I'm about to tell you is true. What she has done will be told anywhere the good news is preached, all over the world. It will be told in her memory." The church and the world. Jesus blessed Mary for her extravagant love and devotion, and that blessing continues to this day. Her story within the Gospels has been translated into more than 2,190 languages, and now can be read worldwide by more than 7.1 billion people. When Jesus said, "all over the world," He meant it. In turn, the story of Mary's extravagant love and devotion to Jesus has inspired untold billions of dollars of giving to the church, to mission work at home and abroad, and to the needs of the poor: clean water, food, shelter, education, employment, and more. What a legacy! Her act of devotion has helped the poor far more than her one vial of perfume ever could. No matter how much we give, we can never outgive the Lord. His blessings in our lives will always far exceed whatever we give to Him, no matter how extravagant. For more information on our children's and adults' curriculum, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.